establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and my guest this morning is Holly Swanson, and we're going to be talking about the environment, and I want you to know that we really are beginning to win. It was the most amazing thing. I don't know how many of you saw the president's speech last night, State of the Union, but at one point he reiterated, now, of course, the scientific evidence shows beyond any shadow of a doubt that global warming is a reality, and they laughed at him. They laughed at him, and he got just a little flustered. He handled it very well. Whether you believe it or not, he said, why, certainly we need to have green energy. And then he called for building nuclear power plants and offshore oil drilling. Why, if you really believe, you know, that global warming is being caused by use of fossil fuels, would you call for offshore oil drilling? Well, because he knew it was popular, because he knows we have plenty of oil. He knows this whole thing is a fraud. And then he calls for green energy, and he talks about how we've got to, you know, bring jobs here to the United States to get jobs by doing away with government regulations and stop subsidizing and financing the companies that go overseas and giving them special tax breaks. But the biggest thing to do is certainly keep the price of electricity low so that people, manufacturers, can afford to stay in the United States. And when he talks about, you know, green energy and building the windmills and building the solar panels, and he did mention this wonderful opportunity we have now, you know, to make new jobs. And one company was going to make 1,200 new jobs, the other was going to make 1,000 new jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, we lose 600,000 jobs a month, and he's talking about getting 2,200 jobs that were solving the problem. But I thought the most significant thing was when the people there in the nation's capital, it's the first time I've ever heard anybody laugh at the president because he was so ridiculous, when he was reiterating all the scientific evidence shows that global warming is a reality, whereas he knows that's a lie. So without his background, the fact that certainly more and more people are waking up, this is the coldest winter, so where's the global warming? Well, now they call it climate change. They can't admit it's all been a lie. Good morning, Holly. Did you see the speech?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. No, I had a conflicting meeting, so I did not get to see it. I was going to read the transcript earlier this morning, but that's really amazing what you just shared.
Yeah, they just laughed at him, you know, how ridiculous this would be that you'd make this statement that all of the scientific evidence, all the scientists agree. And words to that effect. And they
it's quite amazing considering the, the IPCC report where one of those scientists again just came out and said that he was very well aware that the science was bogus and they put it in purely to put political pressure to advance this the global warming scam. It that's amazing to me. You have so much of this climate gate coming forward, and to have the president say it's still real is amazing.
And, of course, the other recent embarrassing thing was in the IPCC report, that's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Control, why they were talking about how, you know, all the Himalayan glaciers
are
all going to be melted by the year 2035, and then it turned out it was 2305. They just got the three inverted, and they said, but just because we made a little mistake there of, you know, 300 years, you know, when the glaciers are going to melt, that doesn't mean the rest of the material is wrong. And
well,
I think,
you know, what I believe is so important with that is that obviously the whole global warming, and now, of course, it's been shifted to the climate change as a title, in every other aspect of our lives, people are expected to be accountable. And this, considering the ramifications of this, as citizens, we need to insist upon accountability. You're exactly right. 2305 versus
2035, 2305. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Cares, you know?
Kind of a different situation there.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, the whole thing is a lie, but, you know, they've had the media on their side, and for some reason, while the truth is beginning to come out. And whether it's divine intervention, I sort of...
I absolutely believe
so. It really is, because I don't know how this whole scam could suddenly begin to collapse so quickly. It's almost as if maybe God's going to give us one more chance, and I certainly hope he does. Anyway, Holly Swanson is on the front lines of this battle, and she's written a book called Set Up and Sold Out. She's working with the schools to get something, Operation Green Out, and that means getting this green agenda out of our schools and quit lying to our students. But you pick up the story. How are things going with your effort to reach the children?
Well, let me just, for listeners who might not understand, a whole tremendous amount of what is happening in America's schools today is being politically driven. The American standard of a politically neutral or party-neutral public education has always been an essential safeguard to free thought, individual freedom, and the democratic process. As time has gone on, that particular standard has been eroded as more and more social and political goals have been basically pushed into America's schools. And the green curriculum has reached an all-time high. It is now a dominant factor. Education for sustainability is now a dominant factor on the educational landscape nationwide. And the problem with education for sustainability is it is a curriculum designed to teach students from preschool through the university level, basically hijack public education, and infuse a curriculum that mirrors Green Party goals and advocates not just socialist ideas, but basically communist ideas. And the idea behind it is to use public education as a tool to transform our society. And Dr. Stan, that's not what public education is for. It is not to have...
No, but it's being used for, for indoctrination. I always like to say our kids know far more about artificial insemination than they do arithmetic. I certainly far more about birth control than they do John Bunyan, far more about contraception than they do the Constitution. And it's about time our kids got an education. We got our kids out of the public schools because they're indoctrinating them.
Got a home project to mind, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. Wayne's Automotive reminds us that a happy holiday means a safe holiday, and everyone can work together to make it come true. As we get together at office parties or family functions, let's make sure our friends and loved ones don't have too much to drink. That's Wayne's Automotive for complete auto repair and towing. Call 303-451-6880. They're equipped to have the right men take the very best care of your car. Call 303-451-6880 for towing and repair service. That's Wayne's Automotive at 10651 Irma Drive in North Glen. They're wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Molly Holly Swanson. We're talking about how our educational system has been co-opted and they are not educating our children. They're indoctrinating them in this green agenda, which is really a red agenda, which is all power to the state to save our environment and save humanity from destruction. Holly, you pick up the story.
Yes, and you know, as we were talking before the break, little children, when you're talking about teaching little children, preschool, forward, little children do not know what makes a society work or not work. They don't understand the value of freedom. And yet these little children, basically our classrooms, are being used as incubators to foster activism and green lifestyles and vegetarianism. And the point is, that's not, again, that is not what public education is for. It is to provide a quality basic education, and it's gone way, way on the other side of the pendulum to where basically the United Nations Decade on Education for Sustainability, right on down to the state levels, whether it be in California or nationwide, to push this education for sustainability curriculum into the classroom, which is designed basically to change the cultural, religious, social, economic, and political structure of our nation. And when you get right down to it, when you're looking at those goals, to change the cultural, religious, social, economic, and political structure of our nation, one of the first questions needs to be, to what? If the goal of education for sustainability to accomplish that type of an agenda by using public education, what model are they heading towards? And according to our research, and we have been tracking this now for, as you know, approximately 20 years, the education for sustainability agenda mirrors the goals of the Greens Party and movement. And Green Party goals mirror communism. So as you mentioned earlier, red state, these children are being basically used as political pawns to build support for single-party rule in the United States. So we have a big job ahead of us to get this out of our schools, but we can tie it directly to the Greens, and hopefully as we move this across the United States, parents from every corner of this wonderful nation will come forward and help get our schools, reclaim our schools, because we need to get back, we must get back to a quality education. We're in a race against time. The Greens have been doing this for many, many years. Earth Day is a very definite factor. It is a front for the Green movement to celebrate Earth Day every day. And what we need to understand also is, when you're celebrating Earth Day every day, the whole deep ecology ideology is part of that, and it is to shift the focus from creator to creation. So all these little technicals, when you come down to say, okay, how are you going to change the religious values of this nation? You go to the school, you teach the children, and basically, as you said earlier, it amounts to political indoctrination, as we have seen so many times. Such a terrible thing to do to young people is to use education to indoctrinate them.
Well, I think it's not simply by accident that Earth Day was just happened to be, just by chance, Lenin's birthday.
Now, that is such an, amazing fact.
Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. They sit around laughing at us that we're so stupid. But remember, it is the American establishment that's behind all of this. And, of course, they want to make us think it's communism. Basically, what they want is a situation exactly like the communists have. There's no communism in Russia. You have a ruling elite and everyone else enslaved. You want to get ahead, you join the Communist Party. You want to get ahead of the United States, why you get to be part of the ruling elite and the CFR, Bilderbergers Trilateral Commission. They understand that about 1,000 people run this country, according to David Rothkopf, who's actually part and parcel of this, and he wrote a book about the ruling elite. And he was part and parcel of it, having worked for many years for Henry Kissinger. It's about time the American people woke up and understand there's never any communism in Russia, but it is a sort of authoritarian system being planned for the United States, and our children are being indoctrinated to accept this under the name of saving the environment.
When you're talking about communism, one of the, I guess you would say, ploys that is used for the students, and be at any age, is that true democracy, true communism, has never really been tried. So all these other things that happened under communism really were just accidental, because true communism has never been tried. True democracy has never been tried. And so, again, that utopian idea that communism is going to be an end-all and solve-all, and really, communism, in a nutshell, is you have a ruling elite that lives in luxury, and everybody else does not. Everybody else is, you know, all slaves are created equal. And these children, one of the big things that is pushed into the school right now, and it's another one that sounds very benign, which is the idea of the growing the school gardens, and isn't that wonderful that these kids are recycling and growing their food for the cafeteria and all these things. Realistically, they're teaching children how to work on a work farm. It's not the grow a little plant in biology class and learn about photosynthesis and all those types of things. This is a completely different agenda. And from the, you having, kindergartners recycling all these things, it's not that recycling is a bad thing. It is, the point is, it is being used to psychologically teach these children that they all must live within the box, within the parameters set for them by the Greens. And that is why free thought and individual freedom is at risk. And if those two are at risk, our process is at risk. And it may not be perfect, but if we lose our Constitution, and of course the Earth Charter is a main part of teaching the kids that they need to basically abandon the values of this great country and go toward Mikhail Gorbachev's Earth Charter, that's another whole factor in this. And you, of course, have been looking at this with Gorbachev for years, as we have.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand the plan is to lower the living standards in the United States, so you're going to have to grow your food because you're not going to be able to afford it. And basically, they're in the process of doing that. The first decade, the decade that just passed, was the first time in 60 years that the overall income and living standards of the average American fell. And people on real income made more in 2001 than they made in 2009. But understand, this is not accidental. They really do intend to lower our living standards. And when President Obama talks about bringing our jobs home, he's just lying. He knows what the globalist agenda is, and he knows that if he opposed it, why they would certainly end his career very, very quickly. And so basically the plan is to transfer the wealth of our country to China. This is exactly what they're doing. Why do you think he picked as his Secretary of the Treasury Timothy Geithner, who speaks fluent Chinese, who's made frequent trips to China? And of course, Timothy Geithner replaced Henry Paulson as Secretary of the Treasury. And of course, Henry Paulson has made frequent trips to China. They all know the major plan is to build up Communist China to take over the leadership of the world. China last year made 13 million cars. Here in the United States, we made 10 million. China is expanding their industrial base. We're actively constricting our industrial base here.
Absolutely.
And it's about time you out there, the listening audience, understood the plan and help us to get the word out. So, Holly, I mean, how effective are you as far as the schools are concerned?
Because two things. I was just thinking to share with the audience, when you think about the fact that this is not just falling from the sky, this has been planned. And I just wanted to read quickly before we go to the schools, just very quickly, on page 25. And Set Up and Sold Out was first released in 95, updated edition in 1998, third updated edition out now. And in the first edition of Set Up and Sold Out, on page 25, it says, what are the goals of the Greens? And as I read these, you know, just think about where we are today. And that is public or government control of the land, the healthcare industry, the energy industry, the auto industry, the banking industry, and on, the insurance industry. And so when you're talking about as we are lowering our standards, this is part of the green agenda. This is not happening by accident. It's like, you know, termites working on the foundation of your house. One day it collapses because they've been down there working on it, or at least a corner might collapse. In regard to what's happening in our schools and how effective are we being to raise public awareness, on programs like this nationwide, we talk about this. We are gaining a lot of ground. We have a lot of endorsements for the campaign. And I guess the bottom line is that parents are starting to make the connection. Parents are starting to understand that their children are coming home from school and telling them, okay, you don't leave the car running. Here's the length of shower you should take. Here's what we should do as far as our diet. Eat more vegetarian. And of course, what you said earlier, the idea is to bring our standard of living down and grow your own food and basically go back in time to where you're eating seasonally from your garden. And, of course, that ties right into the idea of control of the transportation, which is one of the tenets, because if you grow all your own food locally, then you're not going to have the transportation system. All these things tie in together, and they go right back again to what we were talking about with the schools. And I didn't mean to get off track there a little bit with the transportation and the gardening. But with our schools, parents are waking up. We have political leaders are looking toward this to see the outcome of this education for sustainability, which is support for single-party rule. People are starting to pay attention. Parents are starting to pay attention. And, of course, if we unleash parent power, we can turn around and get this out of our schools, not only the local level, but the state level and the national level. And that's exactly what we need to do. And I would encourage all your listeners that right now to look into this. Get in touch with Operation Greenout at greenout@earthlink.net and start working together, as you mentioned earlier, to work in your area to get this out of our schools. It's a political not an environmental agenda.
Let's get that website out again.
Oh, it's an email, and it's greenout@earthlink.net. Greenout, all one word, greenout, @earthlink.net.
And what about your website?
Well, our website is currently, we're getting that updated. We had some things that we needed to do with it to kind of bring it, what would you say, into a more modern website.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you. Our guest, Holly Swanson, who's on the front lines of this battle for America. And believe me, the people of great wealth want to destroy our nation. And you say that doesn't make any sense? Well, most of what goes on doesn't make any sense unless you've read the Earth Charter, which was written by Stephen Rockefeller, a multi-billionaire who comes from the family that really runs America. He was Nelson Rockefeller's son. He is David Rockefeller's nephew. And if you think Stephen Rockefeller's going to write something that his uncle doesn't approve of, why, you're sadly mistaken. And when they talk about equitable distribution of wealth between nations, they're talking about lowering your living standards, destroying the value of your savings and your pensions and your stocks and bonds and your currency, and building up the living standards of people in China, which is going to take over leadership of the world. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our number 877-254-7524. If you're out there, you're concerned about the fact that our schools are not educating our children. They're indoctrinating them in this whole philosophy that gives all power to government that's going to protect nature and, of course, preserve a Mother Earth. And, of course, this is a religion. They've taken Christianity out of the schools and replaced it with a pantheistic religious foundation. And I think that certainly why did they take God out of our schools? Because these people hate the God of the Bible and they embrace this other type of religious belief. And it's about time people understood that there is a conspiracy against God, a conspiracy against freedom, a conspiracy against America. This is not happening by accident. It's coordinated. It's very well financed by the great tax-exempt foundations and some of the richest people in the world, like George Soros, who was instrumental in bringing Barack Obama into the presidency. Well, Holly, certainly you're talking to people across America. Do you think that the average individual is beginning to see what's happening?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think it's been a long time coming, but due to the diligence of so many patriots nationwide, like yourself, I mean, you're on the air constantly and alerting people, and you have been doing this for how many years? I don't know, many, many, many. And the American people are starting to wake up. As I said, when we're talking to people, they're understanding that their children are coming forward, and it's not that the children really understand completely what they're saying, but they can parrot the facts. And this is, again, what's happening in our schools. It is an indoctrination process. And as we were talking about the Earth Charter just a moment ago, and we were talking about the goals of education for sustainability, they are aligned, and you are correct. This is not by accident. Let me just share just very quickly what many may not realize about the Earth Charter. The goal of the Earth Charter, which has been selected as a teaching tool for the education for sustainability movement. In other words, this Earth Charter, Gorbachev's Earth Charter, has been selected as a tool to teach children basically this green philosophy. And you're looking at the goal of education for sustainability again is to change the cultural, religious, social, economic, and political structure of our nation. Here's the goal of the Earth Charter. It is to become a common standard by which the conduct of all individuals, organizations, businesses, governments, and transnational institutions is to be guided and assessed. And it says on the Earth Charter website, to accelerate the implementation of a new social and economic system, priority must be given to education, and in particular, environmental education. So what the Greens have done, and when I say the Greens, that's party and global movement, and of course the elitist ideology is part of that. This is what is going into our schools. And many people do not realize that.
This is a subversive movement. They want to change the social and economic status of our nation. And basically, these are people of great wealth. And what do they want to do? Well, they want to get rid of our constitutional system that limits the power of government so the elite can take over. That is why, I mean, certainly Gorbachev, a lifelong communist, could team up with Maurice Strong, a multi-billionaire associated with the Rockefeller family, and Stephen Rockefeller, who, of course, is a Rockefeller, and the nephew of David Rockefeller, could get together, write the Earth Charter. Because, you see, it's all about doing away with our Constitution and then enslaving our people. They know what they're doing.
And the children, the idea of going after the children, of course, Lenin, the father of communism, said, give us the child for 8 years and it will be a communist forever. And
right.
As the Greens are going after our children, this is the idea, to indoctrinate the children to believe that the Earth Charter must become law for all nations and all people. And the idea of education for sustainability is such a wonderful word, but again, that word, like so many other terms, has been politicized. And what listeners, how do you get this up close and personal? When you think about what does this mean to you, what does this education for sustainability or sustainability mean to you, Let me share some goals of the sustainability movement and what is being advanced in cities across the nation. One, integrate sustainability curriculum into 100% of public and private schools, public and private. Reduce individual drinking water use. These are ideas and goals for sustainability. Here's one. Replace 50% of private motorized vehicle trips with human-powered or public transit. Meaning, if you think about it, the goal is to replace 50% of your personal driving trips with human-powered or public transit, meaning take your bike or walk or use a skateboard. Another goal of sustainability, manage 100% of private natural area acreage. In other words, manage 100% of private property. Communism can be summed up in a single sentence, according to Karl Marx, the abolition of private property. And if you're managing 100% of private property, you have abolished private property rights. So there is so much to this, and everybody listening needs to understand it affects each and every one of us. Education for sustainability puts free thought, individual freedom, and the democratic process at risk. And that's why we all need to get involved and get this out of our schools.
And, of course, what we're seeing is this thing being carried out today. Basically, what is going to happen is that the government is going to end up owning almost all of the property. What's happening? 300,000 people are losing their homes every month. Of course, the property then is going to the people who own the collateralized debt obligations, the CDOs, the mortgages on the homes. And who owns the mortgages? They're all being bought up by the Federal Reserve System. And they are doing this. They bought up over a trillion dollars worth of these mortgages. And the Federal Reserve, of course, is part of this little group of banks that own our government, that own our politicians. And, of course, sometimes they refer to Goldman Sachs as Government Sachs, because so many of the people who run our government come from Goldman Sachs. And it just, of course, they're part of the Trilateral Commission, along with Citigroup, along with Chase Manhattan Bank, and Jamie Dimon, if not a member of the Trilateral Commission now, was one a year or so ago. A little group of fantastically wealthy people control our nation. Look at the bonuses they're going to be putting out. Sydney J.P. Morgan Chase, having made perhaps $12 billion this year, is going to pay out $26 billion in bonuses to its fine people for such hard work. No money left over for the stockholders, just enrich the people who are already wealthy. Now, I believe in a free enterprise system, but these people don't believe in free enterprise. They say our bank is too big to fall. If it fell, does it bring down the whole financial system? And I say, let it fall. Let's start it all over again. These people will enslave us if we let them right back. Give us a call.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Well, I just stand back here for the last segment of our program this morning. Our number 1-877-254-7524. Our guest, Holly Swanson. And who is calling in?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Jeff in Portland.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. Good morning, Holly and Dr. Stan. I have a question for you, Holly. You mentioned that a good percentage of people are now becoming aware of what these schools are doing and what their agenda is. I meet a lot of people, though, they're aware of this, but the list of things on the agenda that you ran off, sustainability, everybody should ride a bike, no personal property. A lot of people, they're like, well, you know what? I'm all for that. What they're not seeing, yes, they're aware of it, but what I'm finding that they're not seeing is what's on the Georgia Guidestones, for example. They want a minimum population and forced vaccinations. They're aware of all the good aspects of sustainability, but they're not aware of the ultimate agenda, which is basically their elimination. Am I wrong about this?
Well, I think what you're saying is very true, that the most Americans believe that the green agenda, the green movement, is benign. It's really not a problem. The Greens have done a tremendous job of selling the concept of sustainability without basically disclosing their definition of completely what it means on the at the end of the road. And so the population control, people aren't thinking about that. The indoctrination of our children, people aren't thinking about that. They're thinking of the idea, the utopian idea of the nice sounding word sustainability. And what our job is as citizens is to get involved and continue to alert our friends, our family, our pastors, our school board about the fact that the green definition of sustainability is what we need to look at, not how we feel about that. Because we all know, you know, the idea of waste not, want not. We understand conservation. This is not what the Greens have in mind. That word has been politicized, and it means something completely different. It means a world, basically a world communist government of control. And whether it's the elitist imposing this, it's still, what does it bottom line out for the American people? One of the goals of sustainability is a 75% reduction in consumption. 75% reduction. If you imagine your life and you take 75% of it away, what have you got? And what Dr. Stan was saying earlier is the idea is to redistribute the wealth, to bring everybody to an equal base. You have a ruling elite, and then you have the rest of the slaves are created equal. So to answer your question the best I can is we have got to get what sustainability really means to our friends, our family, our pastors, our school boards, our political leaders, and start insisting on accountability.
And I think, Jeff, what you have to do is get people to realize this affects them. And I think this litany that we've used so often, you know, there have targeted the lives of our children. They're destroying our children. They hate children. And then, you know, 1 in 6 American children has a learning disability or a developmental disability. 1 in 9 has asthma. 1 in 11 or 12 has severe allergies. one in 60 boys is autistic, one in 100 children is autistic. You know, the incidence of juvenile diabetes is increasing rapidly. It's an autoimmune disease. In fact, all of these are tied into autoimmune diseases and can be directly related to vaccination programs. And you do not see this in children who have not been vaccinated, like the Amish and the Mennonite. Why are they destroying your children? And when people realize that their children are being hurt and damaged, they'll begin listening. And then we can point out how they're poisoning the adults with the genetic modified foods and with the mercury and the fluoride and the aspartame and the MSG, and how all of these are impacting on their fertility, and ask them, why do you think fertility rates are dropping? Why do you think the male sperm count is falling? Why are so many men having erectile dysfunction? Don't you realize they are intentionally poisoning you? Are you concerned? Well, you see, that's not abstract. That's not people over in Haiti. That's them. That's the message we've got to get out. And we've got the documentation. We just need people like you, Jeff, out there in the front lines getting the information out.
Yes, and I just was going to add one thing that is very helpful. As we've been talking, Dr. Stan, for many years, one of the things that has occurred is that people can see that this has been planned. Set Up and Sold Out is a running documentation of what the Greens plan to do and basically the strategy to get it done, from infiltrating our schools to infiltrating the churches to create a new theology. Set Up and Sold Out is available at any bookstore. It is available through Amazon.com and currently is being packaged with Glenn Beck's book, and it's $20. You can order it directly from the publisher, or I said, from any bookstore, and that is a tool that parents and others are using to educate as a handbook, basically an activist book. You can open it to multiple pages and learn what's going on. And you had mentioned, Dr. Stan, the population control, and we were talking about Dave Foreman the other day. And on page 171 of Set Up and Sold Out, this helps people understand. It says, this is a quote from Dave Foreman, who is the founder of Earth First, one of the leaders of the Green Movement. And he says, my three main goals would be to reduce human population to about 100 million worldwide, destroy the industrial infrastructure, and see wilderness with its full complement of species returning throughout the world. 100 million people worldwide?
Yeah.
I mean, for heaven's sake, you need to pay attention to those goals.
The only people to be left would be 100 million people, and they're not necessarily here in the United States. Anything else, Jeff?
You know, you know what? I think the major problem is, most people would agree if they see the good part of the Green Movement, but also those same people, most people are basically good, and their self-identity depends on not believing that their leaders have the propensity to do this.
Well, we've got to convince them there is evil in the world. It is organized. It permeates everything. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so valuable. So, all of them together, if we can just get them to think, we've got to break the control over their mind. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for calling. And Holly, thank you so much for being with us again. Look forward to having you on again real soon.
All right, take care.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Heroes at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan, we'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here for the this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And we do have to finance our 60 outlets every week, and this is certainly one of the most important outlets we have, and so we encourage you to support this station as well. But if you're in a position to help, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the materials that we offer. How do you understand this? Well, of course, we have a syllabus on sustainable development, a DVD, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, a four-tape set. We have, of course, Michael Kaufman's excellent DVDs on the fraud of global warming, emerging science, and global governance. That's two DVDs, global governance and emerging science. The science is all there. Global warming is a fraud. We're in a cooling phase. So how can you convince people that we have global warming? Why they control the media, and they repeat it over and over and over again. And even though it's cooling, people will believe because they're being told about global warming. Well, be that as it may, it's important you have the information and help us to get it out. And then we have the book, The Politically Correct Guide to Global Warming, or Incorrect Guide to Global Warming, another book on Gore and climate change. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. How do you put it into perspective? You read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the DVD. Get my talks on the Forbidden Secrets, on the financial Armageddon, because we'll tell you who Barack Obama really is, and there's syllabuses that go with both of those. You need to get, of course, the DVDs on the planned police state, and the syllabus goes with that, and they are planning a dictatorship. They're militarizing our police. They hate the Constitution. They want a dictatorship. You need to get our DVD. I think it's called the Shadow Government or the Surveillance Society. Then, of course, my talk on planned police state. You need to get the talk on planned population reduction, on done there calling genocide, and on population control, and the four tape set on population control. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. If you'd like a free copy of the Earth Charter, we'd be glad to send it to you. If you get any of the other items, our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These people are not playing foolish little games. They have a genocidal agenda because they worship a different God. And, of course, they openly talk about killing the majority of the people. If you have never read the pages from Barbara Boxhoven's book. She's one of the wealthiest women in the world, ran for the vice presidential nomination on the Democratic ticket in 1984, consultant to our government agencies and those especially that deal with the occult. Why, her book, The Revelation, the book for co-creation, talks openly about killing a quarter of the world population. Give us a call. We'll be glad to send you those free of charge. Our number, 1-800-543-97. And then please pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at New P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting.